wax crystals on a window, touching them to feel their coolness. And looking outside the glass, it is very dark and there's snow on the ground. I don't know how long I am standing there, because time stands still as I explore this ice. But then I find myself looking up into the sky, close to the stars. And that's when I saw it. It was just for a moment, but I saw it, the sleigh and the reindeer flying off into the distance. I am stunned for a moment, and then I call to my mother. I have to tell her. And she smiles at me and she says, "Really? I'm so excited." And then she tells me that it's time for me to go to bed now, because Sam won't be able to come to our house until I am asleep. I'm okay with that. In the morning, there are presents under the tree. He did come. And my brother Joey and I are really happy. We open all the gifts and we're settling into play with them when my father tells us that it's not done yet. He tells us that sometimes Santa will hide a special present if you've been very good. So we start hunting through the house. And I find mine. It's a box all wrapped in pink paper in my parents' bedroom with my name on it. I open it and I find a teacher's playset inside. A small chalkboard, some chalk, and little round glasses. Good teachers always wear glasses. And I am thrilled. Just a few days before, I had been eyeing this very same item in a drugstore when I was there with my dad. The magic is complete. This was the best present ever. Lots of memories came back to me as I was thinking about this holiday. I remembered my dad would take us for rides through the snow to look at the Christmas lights. The lights were different back then. No giant inflatables, no animated characters, no Homer, Simpson, and the Santa Claus group. Just lights and a chimney set up. My favorite lights are the blue ones. They would make me feel really peaceful inside and warm in a funny kind of way. My siblings and I would sit around the Christmas tree singing Christmas carols. Every year we would get those little books of carols from the insurance man. In those days, he used to come to the house to collect the payments, and he would always bring us those books in December. And who doesn't love the Charlie Brown Christmas special? I still watch that all the time. This holiday evokes a spiritual essence for me. The lights, the tinsel, the music, they brighten darkness. The snow, the bare trees and the ice, it reminds me of the world asleep, gathering strength for renewal, waiting for something new. Family gatherings, sharing food and gifts, brings back that sense of belonging, of community, a show of love and generosity. People are really nice to each other at this time of year. So, you know. And then I think about the story of a family a long time ago. An innocent young girl giving birth to a baby in a stable. Her husband, devoted and caring by her side. They don't know what their journey is going to be like as a family, but they know that this baby is special. He is a promise of peace and hope and life. All new life carries that same promise. Christmas is about being together, family and friends. It's about sharing and doing things for others. It's about creating magic, realizing wishes, expressing love. It's about the hidden gifts, those things you can't see or touch or smell, the promise of renewal, the returning light, and the hope of peace. This will be my first Christmas without my mom. It will not be the same. But then again, nothing is ever the same. The world is always changing and moving. People come into our lives, and then they are gone. As I continue this journey of life, I will always have those memories of loved ones from the past to carry forward with me. There will be hidden gifts to realize. And to close my reflection, I offer some old words of wisdom to abide by in this season and throughout the year. Words that I choose to live by today. peace on earth and goodwill to all.